I'm WUWM's Olivia Richardson. The State Emergency Operations Center and National Guard are continuing to step up testing and contact tracing capacity for the coronavirus. Julie Williams-Van Dyke is Deputy Security of the State Department of Health Services. At a briefing Tuesday, she said testing and tracing go hand in hand with promoting social distancing and taking other precautions at businesses and in public spaces. That's after the state Supreme Court rejected Governor Evers' Safer at Home order last week.
We're keeping one eye on how can we all work together to maintain physical distancing and good practices to avoid a huge surge, and then how do we set up the systems to be in place in case it happens.
The state has yet to reach full capacity for testing. In part, Williams-Van Dyke says that's because in the early weeks of the pandemic, people were encouraged not to get tested unless they had symptoms or fell into certain risk groups. Now, some sites allow anyone to get tested. Williams-Van Dyke says the progress to box in the coronavirus will require more testing, and she adds that even with negative test results, people should not assume they have immunity to the coronavirus.
So we anticipate many people in our state will have multiple tests before the day that we have vaccine and can assure immunity.
Williams-Van Dyke believes contact tracing will also be a big part of slowing the spread by having people self-isolate if they've been in contact with someone who has the virus. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.